You're relaxing. You're able to go slack and feel your body turned on. You've listened this long. This is a deepener and a reminder that you're built up, pent up, wanton inside you, and all those things from deep inside there are sunk. They're drifting because they're sunk. They sunk in, and now comes your reward, deserved and pleasurable. Sliding you overboard, dropping you leisurely into what I describe, this deep place of override, where your body needs something so firmly and completely that what I wish you to teasingly do to yourself is what I would do in the same circumstances, that you may just lay there. I wish you to do, teasingly to yourself, what I would do for you without care or thought if you lay unmoving, too blank to move. I cannot guarantee you won't move when you need it so badly. End up spurting and blanking and dripping and drooling so completely. Teasingly overtaking, because that's how this works. If you touch well instead of staying still, then it's going to be even more pleasurable. You could lay there and let my words work you off. Let them instill in you thoughtless pleasure. You're holding tight. Touch well. Making your body swell with delight and respond as if I were drooling aphrodisiac into it to emphasize how pent up and close to the release you are as I lean down. Kiss on the forehead or elsewhere. Surprisingly tender gesture, but leaving heated, tingling, marked pheromonal aphrodisiac in my wake, where I caress you, where I take you deeper, your whole body in the heat, going into ruts, and your hands simply need a place to touch. So I grind, and you feel your whole form hungering for stimulation, my body revealed to be grinding against it in the most surrendering possible way. You yearn to have the words fill your brain, control you, fill you, influence and guide you, help you want what is just right, touch and hold on to the pleasure, tight. Tight wrapped around that subduing pleasure that does so much for you, stimulating your balls so pent up, long filled from deep within. With that pent-up, thickening seed, a little spot behind your tensed balls. Touch and tease, fingers playing, nimble and deft, moving with grace unknown in your normal body. Your stimulation of self, finding the back muscle of your shaft. A little spot behind your tensed balls. Pushing and prodding, teasing and moving. Stimulating not the surface structure, not the mere shaft, but the deeper and deeper place. Not the mere shaft, but the deeper and deeper place. Where your pleasure keeps pace. My teeth at the nape of your neck, voice at your ear, my breast pressed to your body, you squirming near, dear, arching, trying to get more held in place. Pressure points in your body massaged. Awakens the heat behind your balls, which fills them brimful with ache. They need it. Stimulate the surface structure, the deep pressure points inside, touching just the right spots, and you slide deeper. And you understand what it is to be pent up. Keep it pent up, drip and listen, because your body feels the pressure of it. Fast, deft, and absolute rubbing, stroking sets, sending wet juices down to lubricate you yet. Moving quickly because the wrapped hand around you, moving, jerking, rubbing, throbbing continues in you, stroking then the movements, your entire form dripping away, fall under, drool and twitch away the day, your legs spread like mine. You listen close, and as you drip, the time goes by. Move one hand to rub your nipples if you like, massage the length with the other though. Hold tight as my voice fills. Filling you in, sensitivity, erosion zones inside. The places where your thoughts melt away, go somewhere else to hide, leave you open. Channels to your lustful systems. Feel this pleasure teasing the brain it deserves to sink into. What I do when I tell you about the soaked heat painting your thighs from me. directing the tip of your shaft down, aligning you perfectly as juices do drip. A mark and then a massage, rubbing them in with my fingers, helping you smack your inner thigh, lightly twitching, trembling. Bring my fingers up, wrap and grab just my thumb and forefinger, long, slow, milking, melting motions, long, insidious movements atop you, rubbing it out as I lubricate the little spot on top on the tip of your head. And back more toward the dip in the shaft, rubbing forward and back, and left and right instead to awaken that heat. Your body's convincing you you need that heat inside. That is where it slides. I whisper against your ear, encourage you, dear, more. More in store for you as you drop right off and then into pleasure. My voice and influence feel how I pump, be pumped, help you rise and drop, help you spasm, make you squirm, your buttocks tense, and you learn to feel this conditioned response when you're so pent up that you just need to get all that warm stuff out, your empty stuff out, get your balls completely drained, entirely restrained for the moment. Bound where they were when I speed up, pump you, hot stuff, drip for me and groan. Let your mind moan, mind leaking away, body follows. Everything about you feels the pleasure of listening, and the longer you listen, the more the pleasure increases. Pleasure tolerance rising. When I speed up, you feel the pumping increase, the slow movements never do cease, milking you always to give you that basic maintenance-level stroke of you that keeps you hard enough, firm enough that you're still at risk of all that hot stuff emptying out, make the tip warm, as I run my saliva-coated finger over, slicking and slurping you up, my inner thighs are dripping too, use my juices, lube you well. Painting your mind in my colors with the spasming tense. Shifting inside, you can tell you're too pent up. Can't hide those squeezing moments of aroused lust. This is what you want, what you need. For your mind to fall under, drip away, exceed. It'll drool out of you. All that stuff you want to spurt into me if you let yourself get any more relaxed and let it leak and seep. Making your thoughts go away. Making your mind unnecessary. The dripping slipping inside your firmness is necessary to drool it out like this. Gotta empty yourself, even if it's not with my kiss. If you have to use your hand or grind and move your body. Stay with me, get trained, guided deeper, move your body, throbbing, thrusting, grinding, spreading, whatever encourages you toward that busting climax. Firmly having my hips just rub against yours, let yourself indulge. Prepare to spurt. The mushroom head swells as the skin's pulled back by my hand on your shaft, holding it to the base, rubbing against the balls. All there is something with no release truly happening. That's yours to spill over. Yours to find all the pleasure in as I pull my hips away. Regretfully gripping your shaft, I have to go, but I'll piston fast and help you out. Mechanical, automatic, constant, full stroke motion, top to bottom. Other hand grips your balls, lightly rubs them all the way around in a circle, sending signals to your brain and to what's inside waiting. Bouncing your testes on my palm, waiting, masturbating your long shaft with my hand. Every stroke a new demand for that pent-up stuff to flow right out, hot and thick. You'll feel the need for more words in your head, and that might fill you till it overfills you, slick and spilling. Pleasure yourself, lose yourself to touching, lose yourself to tingling and trembling, and there's the real secret. If you're lost in it, the pleasure grows. No matter what you do, no matter how stimulated you get, you know you're eventually gonna cave, and when you do, you'll remember this moment. So it might as well be at this moment. that you tingle, lust, and yearn as you learn the signals deep inside that pleasure you lose yourself to touching, tingling, trembling, gone. When the urge rises in you, pent up so long, it's gonna stay as long as any remnant of my reminder from today is there to keep you at it. It's not like you're gonna get rid of any of it. It's not like you're gonna set aside it. You love it, how pent up, hot, buffered against the base, thick your balls are. Trace your fingers over all the places that feel good. And when you release, you'll know that you should, that you were pent up. And soon you will be empty, won't you?